During the Second World War, Winston Churchill appointed Lord Beaverbrook to be the Minister of Supplies to try to help the war effort. Appeals were made all across Britain for people to donate metal to be melted down and manufactured into things that would help Britain to win the Second World War. For example, housewives were asked to donate any aluminium that they had, pots and pans and different things, to be melted down and to made into the fuselage for Spitfires and Hurricanes. And they say that the British public donated over 70,000 tons of aluminium at that particular time. Also, cast iron and wrought iron were asked for as well. And the law was passed that any railings or public monuments that could be salvaged that were made after 1850 should be donated even to the war effort. So right across Britain in 1941, all sorts of gates and railings made out of wrought iron were stripped down. Lorries come into communities, workmen got out with acetylene torches and cut down gates and railings right across Britain, and they were shipped off to be made into tanks and all sorts of different things. This is Wallace Park here in Lisburn behind me, and I can remember as a little boy all of the railings that we see here, there were none of them, but rather you had all of these little stubs right across the wall here, Wallace Park, and whatever sat here as well. It's all been cut down with acetylene torches. And remember my dad telling me that story, whenever I seen all these little stubs here, "Dad, what's this?" And he says, "Well, the railings were taken down during the Second World War to provide materials for the British Army so they could win the war." It involved a lot of sacrifice, you see, and it changed the landscape of many, many towns across Britain for many years, until at last some of the railings were replaced. The war involved sacrifice. People gave what they had to try to support the forces in foreign lands to protect our civil and religious liberties. And the Word of God tells us that the child of God, the Christian, is in the midst of a very real war. Paul said to Timothy, "Fight the good fight of faith." In Ephesians chapter 6, rather, Paul says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places." We're involved in a spiritual warfare. This world of ours is a battleground between forces of good and evil, between the Lord Jesus Christ and the powers of darkness. And there's a battle going on for the souls of men. And the child of God is called to make sacrifice, to yield up what they have, so that we might live victorious lives. I wonder today, are you willing to give of your time, for example, or your talents, your gifts, your ability, and engage in prayer, engage in evangelism, spend time with the Lord, give of your substance to serve the King of Kings and serve the Lord of Lords? You know, the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12 said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." A surrendered life, a life yielded up in sacrifice. Oswald Chambers, in that great devotional, "My Utmost for His Highest," often spoke about being broken bread and poured out wine before the Lord. Sacrifice is something that many of us, especially in my generation, know very little about. But the Lord wants us to be living sacrifices. Self-denial, surrender, commitment, because we're in the midst of a battle. Let's give the Lord our lives. Let's surrender ourselves to Him. Let's place our lives in His hands so that the Lord can use us Use these bodies of ours, our gifts, our times and our talents, to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that we might fight a good fight, and that we might finish our course with joy, and that we might live victorious Christian lives. God bless you. Thank you for listening.